Blog Talk Radio.
To
come into the Imani mind is what we often say when one begins to adapt symptoms of Indirazi. We say you're coming into an Imani mind. And Imani just means of Amen. To have an Imani mind or to come in the mind of Amen means the basic description would be just to become one with Amen. But I know that's far out and strange to most of us because living in this Hellenistic world, take on we go against having anything to do with the creator of the universe. Most of us don't even believe the creator of the universe even exists, much less to share the mind with the creator. If you don't think the creator exists, why would you think the mind of the creator exists? That's the thinking of some of us. And I realize that most of us that think this way is because we don't have a mind or the mind present in us. I often used to say that, you know, all human beings have minds. But that's definitely incorrect. I know we often misuse the word mind as well as the word soul and the word spirit. We often misuse them, confuse them in our everyday speech. I know a lot of people, when they talk about soul, they're actually talking about mind. And when they're talking about mind, it really talking about conscious. Well, conscious spelled C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S or conscious spelling C-O-N-S-I-E-N-C-E. Which to me, both is pretty much the same word. One is just the earlier use of that word, conscience, C-O-N. S-C-I-O-U-S is the earlier use of C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Same word to me, but I know that we use them in different cases. Some people use this form of consciousness. The other one, some people use the other form of consciousness, and we just live in a time that there's much confusion. There's much misquotes. There's what I call, and the Nitir Sesson also calls it, the darkness of the times. Because the times are so dark, that which was original and natural to us is now foreign and almost non-existent in some cases. And when I look at this, I just look at this morning when I'm driving, and I see a few car crashes. Now, driving in Atlanta, my experience of driving in Atlanta, I've seen some stupid maneuvers, some crazy maneuvers. And I used to, when I see people make these decisions, I used to say that they didn't have no soul. That's why they make such irrational and stupid decisions. But I was mistaken. I should have been saying that they have no mind. You know, I always thought that all of us have minds. Some of them work more than others. But we all have minds, but I found out that that's actually incorrect. Because most of us don't have the mind. As the quote says today, that be careful what you say, because I have the mind come to men that are holy and good, pure and merciful, and live piously and religiously. Now, that's not most people today. So the mind is absent in so many of us. And I always thought that, you know, all human beings have minds. Only animals are void of mind. Because in animals, the mind is actually their nature. So human beings was gifted with the mind of the universe. Wait, that's what, that's how you would describe it, the infinite intelligent mind of the universe. And we possess it. That's why we often say that human beings, that we all have minds, but all of us don't have a mind. Again, because of the I guess the misdefinition, mistranslation of the word, that we use it incorrectly, today's English, that, you know, actually mind is only gifted to certain individuals. We all are capable of possessing mind, but we don't. And our souls are led in any way, each direction that whatever the sorcerers or the programmers of today tell it, our souls to go, that's the direction they go. Because so many of us don't have mind, we don't block out the commands of the sorcerers of today, i.e. Television programmers, radio programmers, fagazine writers and editors, etc., etc. These are the modern-day sorcerers. You know, when I was growing up, the only true exposure to sorcery, believe it or not, was on a cartoon called The Smurfs back in the 1980s. I mean, as far as outside the realm of The Smurfs, sorcerers didn't exist to me. And, you know, that's the only time I really even heard the word sorcerer until, you know, lately some movie about a sorcerer, but it's irrelevant at the moment. But, you know, outside of that kiddie cartoon, to me, a sorcerer was a fable, was a myth. You know, the sorcerer to me was just like the cartoon, something made up in somebody's mind. It really didn't exist. But I find out to be so false. You know, there are sorcerers all around us, every day, all day, giving us thoughts and commands to drive our souls this way and that way. And that's why we live in a world that seems to be so chaotic. Well, I interpret it as very chaotic and dark. In degree, I see nothing but stupidity nonstop, every day, all day. And, you know, I thought the stupidity was the result of a person being without soul, but I come to find out that that's false. It's actually a person without mind. Because mind is what some would call the most powerful force in this universe. But so many of us are operating without mind. And that's why we make stupid decisions. We make irrational decisions. We make decisions that ultimately prematurely cut our life off or lead to grievous wars within our families or amongst nations, et cetera, amongst religions, amongst anything that is different from one another. And so I come to respect that I have the gift of mine. And I pray every day that throughout my sojourn through my life, that the mind will always be with me. Because the honest truth is that mind is operating with scarcely few people today. And that's why we encounter the problems that we have every day and every night. Because so many of us is operating without a mind. Our souls are being led by the commands of the sorcerers around us. And these sorcerers tell us to wake up, to eat, to continuously eat, eat bad food, eat food that will cut your life short. Because the food is not nourishing. It's not really food. It's chemicals masquerading as food. And there's no nourishment in this food, but the sorcerers constantly command mindless souls to eat this food or to eat this stuff that we call food. It's not really food. And so many of us consume them. I'm talking about the fast foods. I'm talking about the processed food in your grocery stores. That's what I'm talking about. And every day, all day, we're giving commands to constantly eat and consume this stuff, to take it in, shorten our lifespans. Our lifespans are shortened, and we depart from our bodies. And because most of our souls is not fully maturing, so we don't know the danger of our physical senses, that they actually work against us, the soul. You know, so when we give up our bodies, i.e. when we die, so many of us don't realize the entrapments of our senses and how they work against our souls. And so our souls remain down here on this earth, what I call the Hellenistic world, trying to reincorporate in another body, so to speak. Because that is the nature of a soul in this plane, to get into a body. It's what a soul's supposed to do in this world. But once we have a full life and we depart from our bodies, our souls are supposed to leave this place. That is the natural order. But we live in such an unnatural state that so many of us ignore the natural order of this world, of this universe, and we don't live accordingly because so many of us lack mind. We lack order, and we are disconnected with the natural order, or as it says, the filial affection. We are disconnected from it, and that's why you see today men pairing up with men, women pairing up with women, children trying to teach lessons of adults, lessons that they never learned because they're not adults, they are children. And you see adults behaving as the children. Adults are looking at the children for the latest fashions and the latest trends. And the children are looking at the adults as if they have nothing to learn from them. The adults can teach them nothing. And as I always say on this show, our consciousness has been flipped inside out turned backwards. And so we live according to those rules. And that's why the world is in so much chaos. As I say, we go through this Hellenistic world in the darkness of the times. And that's part of Hellenistic culture, is to be backwards. For adults to act like children, for children to act like adults, for men to act like women, for women to act like men. Roles are reversed. And so, in the Hellenistic mind, everything goes out of its nature. Nothing is natural. Everything is artificial. Everything operates according to the way it's not supposed to operate. Nothing seems to what it's supposed to be. And on the whole, that is the Hellenistic mind. And so on this show, I always say we must come back to our Ammonic mind, meaning the mind of Amun, our natural mind. When we ignore it and avoid it, we run into the problems that we have today. Now, I don't want to go into a long diatribe about our problems, because there's so many, and so many beneath them. Core of all these problems is the absence of mind, the absence of the universal intelligent mind, absence of Amen. For Amen is the mind is Amen, and the intelligence moves accordingly. When we ignore the infinite intelligence of the universe, the results are always catastrophic. And most of the world is operating on a Hellenistic mind right now. And that's why we have a catastrophic world at this time. So many catastrophic events are occurring every day because the absence of mind. You know, we all say, oh, I have a mind. You know, I'm intelligent. I know this, I know that. And saying all those things, when we say those things, we show that we actually do not know what the universal mind is. Now, the closest reference I can give to it is our Christian brethren, when they talk about the Holy Spirit. It's the closest reference I can give to mind in everyday to actions. You know, I say the Holy Spirit is our Christian brethren speak about and cling to every day. But when I say that, the mind is actually so much more intelligent in its operation than how our Christian brethren describe the Holy Spirit. I mean, really, if you look at the Christian religion, and the Holy Spirit was a concept that was taken to replace two things, the universal mind as well as the woman in the Trinity of spirituality, the Trinity of life. You know, the true Trinity is man, woman, and child, which makes family. but when the Christian religion hijacked that concept and said, man, son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, didn't even say daughter, left out daughter, and left out woman. Anything from a female perspective was left out because we don't realize that Christianity is a homosexual religion. And that's why it's described in that way. And these homosexuals in the Nicene Council, they learned from Africa, learned out the teachings of man, woman, and child, the true Trinity. You know, they replaced it with their homosexual Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I know that's hard for a lot of us that don't actually study what we put our total trust and faith in. We just take it at the word because everybody else do it. That's how most of us come into our religions of today. Religions, of course, replace an original spirituality because we're spiritual beings. So, because we're in this Hellenistic world, this Hellenistic mind, we can no longer be spiritual. You understand? We can no longer be spiritual. We have to replace spiritual concepts with religious concepts because, after all, we need religion as a form of operations as men and women. It's part of our operations to be religious. Because religion replaced the natural operation of spirituality or the spiritual operations. Religion replaced that in this Hellenistic world, in this Hellenistic mind. So some may ask the question, is there any hope? Is there any hope for humanity come out of the dismal state of mind that we're in? And, okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of this show, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you're listening on the phone and on playback, I will continue. So, to exist in this Hellenistic world, to have a Hellenistic mind, is very much out of the nature of the original design of a human being. Human, meaning a man with lots of hue, or a womb man with lots of hue. And we go out into the world every day, and we think that every two-legged being walking this earth is actually human. And unfortunately, they are not. This is the confusion. This is the deception of this Hellenistic world. I remember when I was younger, I read a lot of the information from Elijah Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. And I know at one time I began to question it. You know, is this stuff really true? Is this stuff really correct, you know, about a devil and the true and living God as a man? And, you know, the spiritual universal creative is being actually a myth or something that we make up in our minds that it doesn't really exist. And I began to fall into those teachings, not knowing the error in them. And so I began to fall into them. And so if you follow those teachings, you will think that true and living creator is actually some Arabian man named Farad Muhammad, circa 1930. You know, that's what they teach. I remember Minister Farrakhan saying in one of his lectures, one of his sermons, you can't believe that the true and living God is some spook in the sky. My answer to that would be no. First of all, the true and living creator is not a spook. And the true and living creator, second of all, is not in the sky. True and living creator exists within all things in the universe. It exists within you and I. So, no, it's not in the sky. It's within you and I. We often think of it as ourselves because we've been taught to. Don't get me wrong. We've been deceived by the sorcerers to think that it's us and only us. And so many of us, because we think that way, we fail to utilize the true gift of the Creator within us. And that gift is able to manifest anything we can imagine. See, most of our imaginations was hijacked when we was kids by the sorcerers. They hijacked our imaginations or limit them. We don't think that we're capable of doing this. We don't think that we're capable of doing that. We think that only this is for that person or that is for this person, et cetera, et cetera. We keep limiting ourselves. We keep putting ourselves in a box. And this is caused by the concepts of the Hellenistic mind. But the day I begin to realize the harmonic mind and I begin to revel in its light, I begin to shine. Tirsesson said, I begin to accept the life and light and go into it. And I know when this process began to take place that family and friends looked at me as being weird or off. Something's not right about him. He's not all together. You know, they didn't come directly out and say it, but I could tell by the responses from what I would say or the gestures on their face, the emotions that I felt when I was having conversations with various people. I could sense it. And on the other hand, some of them gave me a surprisingly insightful responses. Some of the responses were encouraging. To say the least, they were encouraging to me. Because the encouragement that I got from some of the responses was saying, continue, you're on the right road. A lot of people won't agree that this is the right road, but the few that did matter, they all seen it. They all approved of it. They all encouraged it. And so that's why I continued on that path. And so I encourage all who's listening to get to know the harmonic mind. And it's not something that I could actually tell you about. It's something that you have to experience for yourself. It's what one would call a Gnostic experience, something you have to experience to know for yourself. It's not something that I could just tell you and you will quickly accept it, immediately accept it as being truth. You know, that's the religious dogma of the day, of today. That somebody comes to us with a religion and we are supposed to automatically accept it, accept what they're saying as the true gospel. I mean, isn't that what we do every, I say Herukamen, you would say Sunday, when we go to these churches and accept the ranting revelations of some preacher and standing behind a podium or walking across a stage, whether it's in a church or on TV in a church. You know, again, these are sorcerers. Another form of sorcery is preaching. Not all of them. Let me say that, not all of them. But the televangelists that you see, those are sorcerers. They are part of the program. And that's why when you turn on TVs, no matter what the program is, you're tuned into the program of a sorcerer. They're all sorcerers. And the quicker that you come into that truth, not because I say it, but to find out for yourself. Investigate this for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. My word will not mislead you, but that's not the point. We have to take a Gnostic approach for saving our souls today. When we hear that term, save ourselves or save our souls, we think of a mythical being dropping from the sky to save us, not knowing that you have everything that you need to save yourself right now. The Creator brought us all into this world with all the gifts that we would need to resurrect out of it, to ascend out of it. Everything we need to get through this and to ascend out of it. Creator already gave this to us. Amen already gave this to us. And to keep us in a constant reminder, the Creator gave of itself in the form of a mind to always be with us and to assist us in those times when we need assistance. I say right now, in these times, we need the Creator's assistance in deciphering the information that's constantly being thrown at us every day and every night, whether it's through the TV, the radio, through the magazines that we read, through the newspapers that we read, or any other periodicals. Every form of media is constantly throwing information at us. And if you can't filter out the junk, which most of us can't, we take in the junk with the good stuff. And that junk corrupts us and creates all the problems in our lives today. I know when I came to learn the operations, the true operations of media, specifically the television and radio media, I begin to turn them off. I know I come home every day, and if I'm in my room by myself, I don't even turn on the TV. It's not even something I consider. That doesn't make me special because I do that. And to most, it makes me weird. So I know the people around my house, when they walk into my room and I'm not looking at TV, I may be reading or listening to one of my blog talk shows or, you know, some other lecturer. But I choose what I listen to. In other words, I take control of filtering out the dangerous thoughts that these sorcerers are throwing out and all over the place. You know, hoping that we picked up these corrupt thoughts and we take in these corrupt thoughts and corrupt our lives and destroy ourselves. Because that's what these sorcerers are out here for. And some of the sorcerers are controlled by bigger sorcerers, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. Of course, there's a head sorcerer out there. Some call it devil, as well as many other names. In many cultures, it's just simply described as the destroyer of souls. That's what devil, set, Satan, Shaitan, and, you know, various other names. That's what it is. It's a destroyer of souls. That's its function. So to overcome that destroyer is to take the company of the mind. That's why I revel in my harmonic mind, that I have it and it aids me in getting through every day. And every day that I get through, I learn something that I didn't know before. And every time I learn something, my soul begins that process of regeneration. Because when my life is over, and all of our lives will be over one day, and when that life comes to an end, our soul is supposed to be at a point of mature regeneration that it begins to ascend. Or resurrects back to its original form. First I'm in.